receive this tonight. Hallelujah. I want you to declare this from your house. I receive him. I don't receive cancer. I don't receive sickness. I don't receive pain. I'm here to tell you something. I want you to receive this. You might not have cancer. You might not have pain. But somebody does. And we have come together in unity in the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. And we're going to declare it for those that are hurting. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you tonight. Listen, I'm here to tell you that every single Saturday night, every Wednesday night, I'm going to come here and I'm going to share with you a miracle. Come on, I want to share with you a miracle because I have expectation. Expectation. Hallelujah. I serve the God that heals, the God that does miracles. He walks on waters. Hallelujah. He doesn't settle for sickness. Hallelujah. He doesn't settle for poverty and weakness. Come on. And he lives within me. Hallelujah. So I'm going to settle for nothing less than what he has for me. Come on. My sister Melanie. Hallelujah. Mimsy's sister, her daughter. Sister. Into surgery. Come on. A lot of fears, a lot of things going on. But I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, it's the Father God. He stepped in the midst, hallelujah. He touched your body. And the doctor says, this is beyond expectation, hallelujah. This isn't what I expected. I'm here to tell you, I come expecting, hallelujah, for God to do the miracles, hallelujah. In Dana, come on, receive it in Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Karen, come on, hallelujah. In Bernie, hallelujah. Touch his heart right now, God. Put your hand on Rich. Put your hand on him, hallelujah. I want you to accept nothing else. I don't accept no sickness. I don't accept it. I don't accept it. Come on, I don't accept it. Hallelujah. If that faith offends you, I'm sorry. Because I won't be, I'm going to be relentless in who he is and what he does. He's the same God yesterday. He's the same God today. He's the same God forever, evermore. Hallelujah. The God that does miracles. The God that split the Red Sea. Hallelujah. And delivered his people is the same God that's here tonight. Tell your neighbor, he's here tonight. He's here tonight, hallelujah. He's here to heal. He's here to do what he does. Oh, come on, I won't accept nothing else.
But this is the ones that God told me to pray, just to declare. I don't know if you know Pastor Rich is a pastor of mission, at the mission. Hallelujah. He's a pastor of those ones in the street, those that are hurting. He's an evangelist. Hallelujah. He carries that heart. Hallelujah. I talk to him on the phone. I hear his heart. Hallelujah. His passion. I want you to know that he loves every one of you. Hallelujah. unconditionally, hallelujah, and lay his life down. You know why? Because he has the heart, hallelujah, that comes from Christ, the heart of the Father, hallelujah. So I pray, hallelujah, for increase. I pray for increase upon him, God, for that greater, that empathy, the desire to, God, Lord, to carry your heart and to run, hallelujah, to run as faithful, God, Lord. I just declare the anointing of God upon him, hallelujah, that he goes forth as that evangelist into the streets, hallelujah. Bless him. Let him be drawn to him in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I just pray, hallelujah. Brother Dale, I just feel, hallelujah, that even as an evangelist into the marketplace, hallelujah, that we send you forth, hallelujah, to those that are in the marketplace, to the bankers, hallelujah, to the lawyers, hallelujah, to the business leaders, to politicians. I couldn't even get that word of my mouth because they need it the most. Come on, amen. So I just declare, go forth in Jesus' name. Go forth, hallelujah. We send you forth, hallelujah, with the anointing on the house, hallelujah. Go forth in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, hallelujah. We pray over the youth group, hallelujah. Over the youth group leaders, hallelujah. We declare, bless me, I pray that you take forth the heart of the house, hallelujah. The heart of the house, hallelujah. The heart of the house, hallelujah. Let them receive it. Let them run with it, hallelujah. I pray to God, Lord, what you built in me as a youth leader, I pray increase, hallelujah. Increase into them beyond measure. Let them take them farther than I ever did, hallelujah. Fill them up, God. God will cause your out of your mouth, hallelujah, will throw livers of living waters, hallelujah. I pray that God will cause an understanding in your mind and your understanding that you'll be able to unravel the scriptures to those that hear it, hallelujah, that never understood it before, but God, that you open their eyes and their ears and the power of the anointing of God. So I release you as a teacher in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I pray to God, increase. Let it run with it, God, and I pray to God, Lord, let it be steady, God, fast, God. Let it be accelerated, God. Download under her, download under her, download under her, download, God. Download, hallelujah, right now in Jesus' name. Download it, God. Ooh, hallelujah. Pray that God opens your understanding, enlighten her to your word like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, bless the Lord. Thank you. Our children may go to their classes. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Come on. I said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. You know what? I want you to hear that because I just felt that in my spirit. Because that prayer came from David. It came from David from a place where he didn't feel like it. Because I'm here to tell you, sometimes your flesh don't feel like it. You to tell your flesh, your soul, you're not in charge, but the Spirit of the Lord that's within me, hallelujah, has reign, has authority, come on, hallelujah, and it has, hallelujah, the voice within my heart. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. That was David declaring to his soul, you're going to bless the Lord. You're going to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to hear you because I want you to know we limit God. We limit God. Hallelujah. Because what we do, God has given us the expanse. I don't want to get too far because, man, I just got something to share you. I believe this is a breaker. I believe if you grab this word, hallelujah, say, I'm going to receive it in Jesus' name. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. To move in our hearts tonight. Come on. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to speak into our hearts, open our eyes. Hallelujah. That we hear your voice. I pray for the fire of God to rise up. Hallelujah. Oh, the fire that's within my belly. Hallelujah. Lord, let it rise up in us. Hallelujah. Let it rise up, God. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. So he declared it. Hallelujah. He said, bless the Lord. And I want you to see that what happens is what we do is we begin to quench it by letting our soul or our flesh or emotions grip us. Instead of operating and walking in the Spirit, hallelujah, and experiencing the endless bounty of a Heavenly Father that gave His Son, that we would receive all the blessings, hallelujah, that comes from Him in heavenly places, to release it in our lives. You're good, thank you. Are we good? Come on, bless the Lord. I'm excited for what God is doing. I'm excited for all the blessings. Hallelujah. I'm excited for just how that God is desiring to outpour. Hallelujah. It's easy. Tell your neighbor it's easy. Isn't that, what's that song? It's so easy. I thought that's what it was. And that's a song. We got to sing that, Dan. It's so easy when we fall in love. It's so easy when we fall. You know what, man? Listen, when I fall in love, it's easy. Come on. Listen, my father used to tell me, you're a dirtbag. You need to take a bath. When I was a kid, when I was a little kid. Oh, you know this, man. You play outside and you want to go to bed dirty. When you're a boy. Playing in the sandbox all day. You got all in there. She tells me when I come home, too. You know you got to take a bath. Take your dirty clothes off out there. You dirt bag, you don't know what I go through. No. Pray for me. No. So my father used to tell me, he says, Chris, you got to, and Kenny, you got to, and Beth, too. But she was always clean. But tell me to clean up. And as much as my daddy would tell me, you got to get clean, guess what? I didn't want to. But. A girl walked by. And as a girl walked by, I said, woo. And when I went to school, I got all cleaned up, put that deodorant on, all this. I found out that love will make you do things you never wanted to do before. Come on, amen. That's what relationship does with God. Hallelujah. See, when you're in a relation, not a religious trip, but you're in a relationship, as you fall into this relationship and love with Him, it'll cause you to do what you didn't want to do before. There's things before, come on, that I had a hard time doing. because he just wondered. But when I love Jesus, something, how he begins to overwhelm me. Hallelujah. He just begins to expand my borders. Hallelujah. That the enemy tries to constrict and to kind of tighten me up. Hallelujah. To keep me in a confined space. But God says, I want you to know me beyond those borders. Hallelujah. I want to expand you. That I would want you to know me in the fullness. Hallelujah. In the fullness of who he is. Not just a little bit, but God wants you to know the fullness. You know the fullness of God? That he heals you. Hallelujah. He redeems you. That he saves you. That he sets you free. Hallelujah. That he's loosing whatever bondage you hold on to. He's loosened it on the cross. Say, it's done. And as you fall in love with him, you begin to agree with what he did for you. And I don't go by sight, because if it ain't happened yet. See, I'm in love with him and I know his voice and I know that what he says is true. He can't tell a lie. Say, he can't tell a lie. I'm going to break a stereotype right here. You ready for it? God ain't evil. He don't know evil. He'll participate in it. And like my brother Dan said, was there? Oh. He said Wednesday night, he said even in the midst of darkness, see, God doesn't know darkness. Even in darkness, God doesn't see darkness. He sees light. So I want you to know that when you feel like you're in darkness, you just need to get a hold of the light. Hallelujah. And the more light you get, the more life you get. Said the more light you get, the more life you get. Hallelujah. The more light, the life begins to be more abundant. Hallelujah. It's abundant because he's not a liar. He told me I'm going to have life and life more abundantly. I want some of that abundance. Come on, I want that abundance. Say, I want that abundance. Hallelujah. Pour down, God. Pour down. Hallelujah. Pour down, God. I thank you for that, God. So, where was I? Smelling good? Smelling good. So I just want you to see this. Hallelujah. I want you to take hold of this. Oh, yeah, he said about darkness. And it doesn't matter. So here, I'm going to... Yeah, here's a stereotype. See, man. I just love God, and I just want to share. This is the greatest job in the world, man. To brag about God. It's the easiest job you can have. Pastoring is another story. Listen, so here's the thing. But when you're in love, it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. I love you no matter what. So listen to this. So, because the Father does. He doesn't know no evil. So I want you to know, tell me what's evil. You don't know nothing is evil? Kelly, do you know something is evil? What is evil? What else? All right, what else? Huh? Yeah, people can. How about cancer? How about sickness? How about pain? I'm going to release you tonight from something. It's evil. Tell someone it's evil. It's evil. And I want you to know that God says that not let it have any part of you. The Bible says, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me. But deliver me. But deliver me. See, that's what God's Word says. There are things that are out there because of the condition of the world, and things happen to good people. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to accept it. Sometimes there's temporary situations that we got to walk around until they go. I'm going to give you one. One of it was called Jericho. And Joshua was called by God to walk around a temporary situation. It don't look temporary. It's temporary. Because you ain't going to stay up very long. We need to tell our condition, our sickness, you can't stay here very long. I'm tired of walking in pain. Hallelujah. And I'm going to keep on declaring it, speaking it, shouting out because my God says so. Hallelujah. That I don't have to accept it. I might have to walk around Jericho a little while. But tell someone the wall's going to fall. Listen, I got to find some people that want to believe and walk around Jericho with me. You with me tonight? Come on. You with me tonight? Come on. Because there's some people that got some walls that are bigger than them in their lives. Hallelujah. And I'm going to get up and pray. I'm going to shout. I'm going to intercede till the walls fall down. Till the walls fall down. Hallelujah. In the power of His might. I'm going to see them fall in Jesus' name. There's some walls in you. Hallelujah. There's some walls that are around us. But they're evil. Come on, there's evil. There's things that God says for us not to accept, not to say yes to. Good, good, good. Listen, the Bible says in Matthew, it says that if you ask your father, where's it at? Let me see. Help me find it, God. You ready? I got to get to my message, but it's all right. Say God's in charge. It's all in His time. Amen. Oh yeah, here it is. I knew I'd find it. See, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. For everyone that asketh and receiveth, He says, or that a man is there of you, son, ask for bread, will he give him a stone? If a son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Say no. That's a good father. He says, or what a man is there of whom the son asks bread? He says, he'll get a stone. Or if he asks for fish, will he get a serpent? Say, that's goofy. What's that? There it is. Come on. Hallelujah. That's it right there. And if you being evil, come on, amen. Hallelujah. Know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more? How much more? How much more, hallelujah, your Father which is in heaven. Heaven abides within me. I am the temple of the Most High God. He says good things to them that ask Him. He says therefore all things. Say all things. I said all things whatsoever would a man should do to you, do them even unto... Oh wait, where am I at here? Oh, you ask, He will give them to him. So here it is. Listen to this. What kind of father? Say what kind of father? Would I be? Christy, come here. It's my daughter, so I can abuse her. I'm a good father, so I'm going to teach her something. Christy, I want you to put your finger in a fan. No, because if you cut your finger off, you'll never do it again. And you got 9 more chances to do it right. Now I'm teaching her a lesson. Now see, this is what religion has told us, that God's teaching us a lesson. I'm going to give you this disease to teach you something, you dirtbag. I couldn't imagine putting something on my daughter that's not her. I couldn't imagine hurting my daughter and telling her, put her hand on the griddle so that she'll never do it again. I'm going to teach you that you won't do it ever again. So I'm going to hurt you so you learn. I don't know about you, but if you're good or good people, there's no way in your right mind unless you're evil. And I know you're not evil, so there's no way. Sometimes you might want to teach your kids a certain way. But I said, not being evil, but a good father. How could God, who sent His Son, His dearly beloved Son, to heal me, to heal you of sickness and disease, and then turn around and put it back on you? The Father and Son are one. Jesus carried out what the Father wanted for you. But there's sickness, Pastor. Sometimes there's good people that go through things. I know there are. I know there are. But I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, we got to set and have determination to declare the Word of God, be relentless, be not shaken, hallelujah, but be rooted, grounded, hallelujah, in the Word of God, that no matter what comes, hallelujah, I'm going to stand, hallelujah. And after I stand, I'm going to keep on standing in Jesus' name. See, because an atmosphere like that, guess what happens? Miracles. Miracles. I dream about them. I dream about them. Hallelujah. I dream about some. I wish I could just show you some of the dreams that God's put in my heart. Hallelujah. For us to watch happen. I want you to hear this and know that I believe that God's doing something right here, right now. He's doing it all over the world. But I'm telling you, I know what He's doing here. I know that God's doing something here right now in the midst of us. And it's called a Kairos moment. It's a moment that it's a season. Say season. So I want you to know that when you begin to pray, I want you to hear this and know that we started prayer in October, or September 25th. September 25th was a year ago when I declared that word, that we're to walk around Jericho, a temporary situation, until we see eternal results. God put that in my heart and caused us to pray every Friday night. We missed one. And I felt so guilty about it, I just repented. But it was like Christmas or something, I don't know. See, I want you to know that I believe that there's a midst, we're standing in the midst of a season of a release of what we need where we're at. Whatever, in the season. And whatever you need, see, I want you to know that in the assignment, say in the assignment, everything is taken care of. In the assignment. There's rest there. There's blessing there. Come on. There's opportunity. Hallelujah. It ain't work. Tell your neighbor it ain't work. It ain't hard. It's easy. I'm going to keep saying, a song keeps going in my head. There's a lot going on in my head sometimes. And it's, I told my wife, she says, you're thinking that while you're preaching? I mean, good things, but... Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. If you continue in my word. If you continue in my word and shall know the truth, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It'll do it for you if you continue in my word. I want to release this tonight. Matthew, last week we talked about this, and we said in Matthew 11:28, it says that there's a yoke. I want you to know that every one of us in our lives, somewhere along the line, Jesus challenged the ones that were with Him, because He told Him, take of me. He says, come unto me, all you that are heavy labor, that you're weary. Say weary. And in heavy burden, hallelujah, and I will give you rest. Come unto me. Say come unto me. I believe that God, hallelujah, has presented to us Himself to reveal us. He's always there. He's always doing that. But there's moments where the Holy Spirit, God will just generate a flow of His Spirit in the midst, hallelujah, that if we begin to step in that moment, say moment, that moment of faith that God has prepared, amen, that we begin to walk in that favor, in that calling that God has us in that moment that God's releasing. I believe it's powerful. And He says this, come unto me, come unto me. See, He's asking every one of us to come to a place. Come unto me. Give me place. Say, give me place. See, God asks us to give Him place, to give Him space, to give Him moments in our lives. Hallelujah. That in the moments of our lives, that God create opportunity for Him to pour out a blessing to you. See, because He's a good Father. Hallelujah. See, God wants to heal. God wants to bless. Hallelujah. God wants to pour out the abundance of who He is in the condition that we're at. God wants to enlighten us. God wants to reveal His goodness and His power and His might. That's what He does. See, I want you to know that God's desiring it so much to do it in this moment, because the world is at a turning point in a moment right now in history that it needs God more than ever. So He says, come unto me. Come on, amen. Those that are heavy burdened, those that are heavy laden. He says, and I will give you rest. He says, and take my yoke. I want you to know that He says, take what I have for you, because it's easy. What I did for you at the cross, it's already done. Hallelujah. Everything is already done. I've already set a boundary with my love and all that I have for you. Come on, amen. Say inheritance. I'm here to tell you the inheritance that God has for you is not some other day. Yeah, it's for today. See, I want you to know this because He has healed me. He says, go ye into the world, hallelujah. Go heal the sick. Signs and wonders will follow you. Listen, signs and wonders don't need to follow me to heaven because everything's right in heaven. But I tell you what's not right, right here, right now. The blind need to see. The crippled need to walk, hallelujah. The brokenhearted need healed, hallelujah. There needs to be an overflow of mercy right now. The fruits of God need to be released in the midst of a people, in a generation. But I want you to know that the enemy wants to tighten us up that we can't share the inheritances God put us. That all that God has for us, an overflow of abundance that God has. Say it's so close. That the only thing is to step into it. Step into it. Say faith. Step into it. Jesus says, they said this to Jesus, how do we work the works? Faith. This is the work of God, to believe. Just believe. See, the enemy doesn't want you to believe. So he'll take every condition and thing that you go through in life to try to constrict you. To try to tighten up on you. So that you can't breathe. I want you to hear this tonight. He says that that's why... And the Bible says this, that we give place to God, His place, His rightful place in our lives. And the Bible says that, listen, it says, don't give the enemy place. Ephesians. That we're not to give the enemy place. See, I want you to know, he can't take any place in a Christian unless I give it. Say, he can't touch me. Unlimited boundaries with all that God has for me. And the only way is if I give the enemy place. If we give him place. See, the enemy will use stupid things. He'll use offenses that someone has done to you to cause you to give the enemy place. The Bible says, do not let the sun go down upon your anger because you give the enemy place. So I want you to know that I need to be on the right side of grace. And this is what he says to me, to forgive. See, because if I can't forgive, then I'm on the wrong side of grace because grace was given to me and I didn't deserve it. I want to be on the right side of grace. Hallelujah. I want to be on the right side of grace. Hallelujah. He says when you bring your gift to the altar, hallelujah, and you remember that somebody did something against you, hallelujah, I want you to leave it at the altar and go to them. What? Not everybody, though. Listen, there's some conditions, trust me. Let the Spirit of God lead you in right. There's some things that, you know what I mean, that you got to let the authority take care of. Say amen to that. See, God uses authority. He uses surgeons too. He does. I wanted my wife to take out my appendix, but we used the surgeon. She didn't say she hadn't have a sharp butter knife. Listen. So Romans 12, 1. Am I making sense? I don't know. Where are we at here? We've got a couple minutes, all right? We good? Just a couple minutes. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, a holy, acceptable unto God. That he says, I ask you this, that you present yourself as a temple unto God. Temple. As a house. Say abode. Just present yourself to say, Father God, here I am. Hallelujah. He says it's a reasonable sacrifice because he died for you. Hallelujah. So that he could be in you. Not someday, but today. For you to give Him place. Every one of us, for give Him place, His rightful place, to His inheritance. Listen, I got it. That's another message. I just thought it today and it was really hitting me. And be not conformed, say conformed, to this world. Do not be conformed to this world. Do not be, hallelujah, placed in a boundary, in a situation, come on, amen, to the confinements of the world, the system. Say system. The system of the world. Do not be confined to it. Do not be bound up by it. Hallelujah. I got to make this plain. See, here's what I mean by this. That Kelly, can you come here? Don't let it constrict you, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen? Come on, I want to read this real sick. Stay there. By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. For I say, through grace is given unto me. It's grace that's given unto you. So He says, to be conformed, not to be conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. But what we let happen is, even us as Christians, as we come in, something will go wrong in our lives. And the boundaries that the Father has pre-ordered in your life, hallelujah, because you were created in His image and His likeness. There's a boundary set up for you that looks like God in your life. You might not see it. You get this? Come on. In His likeness, in the pattern of Christ Jesus. Perfect. Say perfect. You might not see yourself perfect. And when I say that, I mean healed. I mean within the boundaries that God preordained from the beginning. Because that you renew your mind. I want to hear it help you tonight. Because I want to help myself. Do you know if you renew something? What does that mean? Matt, you're a college grad. When you renew something. Do you ever have a paper and you renew your subscription? What does it mean then? It means you had it. It means you had it before. You were created in His image and likeness. This isn't something new. So God needs to remind us who we are in Him, that we are created. There's a boundary of who He is. Y'all get this? You catching? So here she is. So the enemy will come and here's this image that God created. Say boundaries. Divine boundaries. Hallelujah. Mighty boundaries. Hallelujah. Altogether lovely. Amen. Perfect in all of His ways. Hallelujah. That you are boundary that God placed before you to walk in the Spirit. In His image and likeness. See, Jesus was never conformed to the image of the world. See, because Jesus walked the boundaries that God placed before Him. And it was endless. Hallelujah. Listen, He didn't conform to it. And this is what I mean. When He walked up to a tomb. See, the boundaries of this world tells you, if they're dead and they stink, don't go in there. But Jesus says, come forth, Lazarus. Hallelujah. That's what He declared. Come on. He wasn't confined to the boundaries of this world. But He spoke to that out of the Word of the Father. He said, Father, I speak this, the words that You've given me. And so He spoke it. And as He came forth, you know what He said to him? He said, take off those dead garments. Take off the dead garments. Take off that thing that is causing you and binding you. So a boa constrictor, what they do, they don't kill you instantly. They sneak up on you. And when they get close, they begin to squeeze. Say squeeze. But they don't do it all one time. They wait for you to take a breath. And then they squeeze. And then when you barely got much in you, they squeeze again. And you see, after a while, you kind of think it's normal. See, the enemy doesn't do it right away. We begin to accept things as normal. Say normal. Oh, well, I'm just supposed to have this condition. I'm just supposed to accept this evil in my life. I'm just supposed to accept this, what the enemy has done to my children or to my husband. Hallelujah. I'm just supposed to stand there and say, okay. See, the enemy will tighten things up till you have no breath. And then you realize you don't have it no more. And you can't breathe. See, what happens is we give the enemy place in situations in our lives to cause us to tighten us up little by little, and we let it happen. But I'm here to tell you there's a breaker anointing in you. I'm telling you, there's a breaker anointing in you. Hallelujah. There's an image and likeness that God created you to walk in that I'm here to tell, to testify, hallelujah, to your behalf, hallelujah, that He's altogether lovely in you. Amen, hallelujah. He's pure, He's holy, He's righteous, hallelujah. That's who He is. Love that's unconditional. Amen?
I just got a little more.
As long as I'm not the only one having fun. I'm going to get Teacher Randy how to turn the clock back on that a little bit to fake people out. It's only 6:30. Praise Jesus. See, boundaries. Conformed boundaries. To be conformed boundaries. To think of our limited resources. See, the enemy constricts us so that we begin to think of our limited resources, our weaknesses, our condition. Listen, Ephesians 1:18. I just got a couple scriptures I want to give you. I got a lot, but I just... Your eyes of your understanding might be enlightened, that you might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of His glory, His inheritance in you. His inheritance in you. Say His inheritance in you. Hallelujah. His inheritance in you. What He did for you is in you. What He did for you is in you. Say it's in you. So He says this. Listen, I want you to catch this. He says, and what is exceeding the greatness of His power to us that we believe according to the working mighty of His power, which brought forth in Christ, who raised Him up from the dead and set Him on the right hand of the Father in heavenly places. I want you to hear this. Know that God has set us in Him in heavenly places. That we need to find our place in Him. See, I can't conform myself or let myself be pressed down and lose ground when the enemy tells me this, but that's what happens. Because he pushes me back so far that I have a 5,000 acre farm and I accept to live on 1 acre. Say, not today. See, the enemy wants us to be confined to something small, something little, insignificant. Ha, you're more than that. Hallelujah. You're more than that. Hallelujah. But you are, hallelujah, mighty through Christ. You're mighty through God. Amen. You are prophets. Hallelujah. You are the children of the Most High God. You have a calling in your life. Hallelujah. To raise up a standard. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. But all those that rise up against me shall fall. You got to get your eyes off you, because He ain't talking about you. He's talking about Christ in you. Enemy ain't looking at you. He's looking at the Christ in you, and he runs. Amen? Philippians 3:12, and I think this is it. We'll finish next week. Is that right? Just write this scripture down. Philippians 3:12. Not as they have already attained, either were already perfect. Let me give you a quick example of something real quick. I want to share this. There's a camel. Baby camel looks at the mama camel. This makes sense. This is not often. The baby looks at the mama camel. Looks at the feet. Mama? Yeah, honey? Why have we got big feet like that? He said, well, baby, he said, I should have walking long distances so I can keep stable ground. Okay. He said, Mom, why you got those big eyelashes? Well, baby, those are for sandstorms. When the wind blows and all that stuff comes, we just close our eyes. Oh. But Mom, what's that big hump on your back for? He said, well, that stores the fat. So when we go long distances, we just go on the reserve that's in us. And he sits there for a minute, and then he looks at Mom and says, but Mom, we live in a zoo. Tell someone, you got everything in you, hallelujah. You got everything in you, and the enemy wants to keep you confined to a zoo, hallelujah. You got everything you need to get through the desert season. You got everything you need to get through the wind and the rain. Hallelujah. You got everything within you to get over rough terrain. Hallelujah. To make it. Stand up in Jesus' name. Amen. So Philippians 4 says, not that I've already attained, but we're already perfect, but I follow after. I follow after that which I may apprehend. He says that I'm getting serious about this. I'm getting serious, hallelujah, that I fight the fight, the good fight. Say good fight. But you say yourself, well, the battle's the Lord's. I'm telling you this. But you see, the battle that I fight is with the sword. It is the sword of the Word. I have a responsibility to take the Word of God, hallelujah, to slay off things that try to get a hold of me. Those pythons or whatever those things are. And I slay off words. Say words. Words that try to get on me, I take the Word of God. And I begin to cut them off. It keeps coming, I cut it off. It keeps coming, I cut it off. And every time I just keep cutting and cutting and cutting. So the enemy gives up and says, I'm done with him. So he says, it's not like I've apprehended, but I just keep going. This is Paul talking. Where are we at here? Where do you go? Paul, get back here. He says, and it comes from prayer. It comes from intercession. It comes from the authority that I have in him that I release, give God the authority, give him place. To do what he does best. To release it on the earth. I give God authority. That's why I pray. To release and let God. I told you last scripture. Brother, and I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing. Say one thing. This one thing. Say one thing. This one thing, forgetting those things which are behind me. Forgetting those things that are behind me. Say behind me. See, this is the beginning, and I want you to get into the whole thing where God had me in Genesis and all through this stuff, but I want you to hear this. Just get ready. You ready? You ready? Come on, I want you to get this. Grab hold of this. Let them come up real quick and then take this. Say, I'm going to take it. Amen? I just called for a landing. Takes a minute to bring this thing in. Sometimes you got to circle around the airport a few times. He says, but this one thing that I do, he says, I'm reaching forward to those things, say those things, that are before me. Those things that are before me, the things that he's already apprehended for me, he stands before me, saying, this is the image and likeness. That I keep my eyes on Jesus. Say, it's all about Jesus. That I look for him. That he's the standard that I follow, that I look after. Hallelujah. And I see what he didn't accept and realize, I don't have to accept it either. Hallelujah. I don't have to take hold of it. That I can walk in power and might in Jesus' name. So he says this. He says, brethren, he says, forth unto those things which are before me. And I press toward. Get this. I press toward the what? Mark. That is the boundaries that God has set. Divine boundaries that he's placed before me in Christ's image and likeness. That I don't accept any other. That here's the powerful thing. Tell your neighbor, don't look back. See, what we begin to do is look back on our past. Look back on what someone said to you. Sometimes there's some things. Man, I wrote this down. I got to say it because it really hit me in prayer. Sometimes there's some enemies that have been invited. we've given the enemy place. There's some enemies that are invented. Sometimes there's some things I begin to worry about so much that they begin to... they suck the joy out of my life. They do. And sometimes there's some enemies that invade space that's not theirs. But here's the choice, is whether or not I let them stay. Whether or not I accept it, hallelujah. Or I press towards the mark of the high calling, hallelujah. That has been presented before me in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. As He presents it to me, and He says, would you stand to your feet? I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's what I'm looking for. Say, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm pressing towards. I won't stop, hallelujah. I keep pressing towards Him. I keep looking at Him, hallelujah. I'm going to look at nothing else. I'm not going to look at my condition, my poverty, but whatever that thing might be, what the enemy says, because I'm looking forward. I'm not going to get distracted on who I used to be, what I used to be, all the things that were in my past. That's no longer who I am. But I'm reaching for the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. I've given you a standard, hallelujah. I've given you hope. I've given you purpose, hallelujah. I've already told you the end from the beginning, hallelujah. The beginning from the end, whichever. I win. I've set before you a pattern. Walk in it. Well, how do we walk in the Spirit? Walk in the Spirit. Walk in His image and likeness. Settle for nothing else. Sometimes we got to break things. We got to push things down. Sometimes we got to shake off things. And you do it by intercessory prayer. You do it by applying the Word in your life. Come on. It's warfare sometimes. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, sometimes I don't feel like it. My body's aching. Hallelujah. My body's tired. Hallelujah. I can't even get my head off the pillow sometimes. But I'm here to tell you, I got to intercede. I got to touch heaven tonight. I got to reach for Him. I got to pull down. Hallelujah. The enemy tries to cause problems and loose. People are going through some tough stuff. Hallelujah. We got to break through. Hallelujah. Say breakthrough. We got to break through. We got to break through. We got a breakthrough, hallelujah. We got a breakthrough. We can't accept it. We got to press on. Reach for the high calling. Look for Him. So this warfare that we have, we got to remove limitations. Remove the boundaries. We got to take them out. I'm going to talk. Because I can preach a whole other message. Say He's done. We have all we need in Jesus. Man, that's such good news. You just stop and think about it. Stop and think about it. That's why He says the war's done. My rest, 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 rest. All you that are heavy laden, rest. Just rest. The battle's the Lord. Just rest. Come on, I want you to lift up your hands and rest. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm going to rest. I'm not going to argue with You. Hallelujah. I'm not going to disagree with You. I'm going to rest. Hallelujah. And I'm going to rest. Hallelujah. I want to be like the woman. I want to be like the woman that went to Jesus. Hallelujah. She wasn't invited to the party. She could have been offended. Hallelujah. She could have got up and walked out. Hallelujah. But she says, not today. Hallelujah. Not today. She went into a room. Hallelujah. That was presented for her. Hallelujah. The bread. Say bread. And she asked Jesus, can I have that bread? Can I have healing? I need a healing, Jesus. And Jesus looked at her and says, what did He say? He says, it's not for you, but it's for those, for the Jews at this point. Say, she was out of season, but she wasn't going to give out. She wasn't going to be offended. She says, but the dogs, say the dogs. But the dogs, hallelujah, they eat the crumbs off the floor. Give me my healing, Father, hallelujah. Give me my healing. And He looked at her and He said, woman, hallelujah, I have not seen any faith like that in this whole place since I've been here. You've shaken things. She stepped out, hallelujah, outside her boundaries, the limitations. And she says, I needed God. Hallelujah, I wanted God. Give it to me. Say, give it to me. Say, give it to me. I've seen amazing things. amazing things. Come on. And I'm desiring to see God do amazing things. Pastor that I knew was standing. Walked into a place, never seen a healing in his church. Called his church a miracle-free zone. I don't want this to be a miracle-free zone. He was tired of it. So he pressed on. He stepped out in faith and God spoke to him, open your mouth. He began to say, God says, ask if there's anybody blind. And he says, and three people rose their hand. He said, oh boy. God, the Holy Spirit hit him. And he began to pray. And he spoke to the condition. He stepped out of the confinements. But I've never seen a healing before. Let alone I've never spoke one on your behalf, Father God. I've never prayed for a miracle. Never seen one. But he did. All three of them were healed. The place went nuts. Hallelujah. Do you know what happens when the Holy Spirit's in the room? Healing. It's a condition that happens when the Holy Spirit's around. It's a condition that happens when the Holy Spirit's around. But that wasn't it. They began to take a baby because the room was so crowded. They took a baby that was broken. Broken. Its body was all broken. Looked like a pretzel. Looked like a pretzel. And they began to pass the baby towards the front. This was in Africa. And they passed the baby all the way to the front. When the baby got to him, he looked at this baby. He began to cry. It was all deformed. And he says, oh Lord, oh Lord. He began to pray. And as he began to pray, all of a sudden, he began to hear the bones begin to come together. Hallelujah. Outside the boundaries that the enemy limits you to. Hallelujah. He begins to, the body begins to come together. He's so amazed, he drops the baby. Baby hit the floor and took off running across the stage. The place went crazy. Hallelujah. That's a miracle. A guy brought, hallelujah, a woman would not accept the death report of her husband. Wouldn't accept it. She wouldn't accept it. She kept and she hired some guys to bring her husband to the church service. And they were saying, I don't know about this. And they took their husband and they put the husband in the basement. Went to church. But I'm here to tell you, they began to worship, and when he began to preach, life began to move in that guy's body. Hallelujah. He got up from the table, and the people there sitting there, he got up. That's a proven fact. Hallelujah. They have the death report from the coroner. The death report from the coroner. And he was already involved. Say, God, take off the boundaries. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Heavenly Father, we receive it in Jesus' name. Build our faith. Hallelujah. Build us up, God. Hallelujah. In you. Let us see you high and lifted up. Let us see you in your glory, in your might. Hallelujah. In all your loveliness, God. You're all together, Lord. I pray to God, Lord, that when I look into a mirror, I see you. Hallelujah. I see you. I don't see what the enemy tells me I am, but I see what you say I am. I stand on it. I won't be moved from it, but I'll agree with it. And I will declare with all my heart that I am blessed. Do it again. I am in Jesus' name. Come on, God's knocking on your heart. Open up and let him in. Amen. Come on, give God glory. Give God praise. Bless his name. Worship God. Come on.
I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
One more time. I see.
I'm seeing a victory. I'm seeing a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you, God. I thank you. In your presence is fullness of joy. There's no other place I'd rather be. Lord, I thank you. Pray to God, Lord, that when we step out of this place, to God, Lord, as we declare and we decree that we stand in your word, dear God, not being moved. And we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless somebody. Amen. Shout unto God. If you got victory, shout.
Don't leave yet. Joyce, Sister Joyce, I'm going to come to you so you don't have to come over here. No. You're fine. Listen, I when I was studying this morning for class, God gave me something, you know, and I believe this was for you too tonight, that we all know the woman with the issue of blood. We all know, and she saw it. Listen, 12 years she had this issue, and this issue kept her unclean, okay? She felt unworthy and unclean, and she had to be put out of the house. She had to be put away from people because she felt unclean and unworthy. But one day she rose up and said, but if I just touch him, I have to touch him. And she pressed through the crowd. Listen, there was many people thronging him, but she says, I have to touch him. But she didn't touch him from the front. She came from the back and touched the tassel on his garment. And immediately the issue stopped. She was made whole. But God said, who touched me? Who touched me? Because he knew virtue had gone out of him. And she was embarrassed because she was like, if people think it was me, they'll know what happened. They'll know that I did something maybe I shouldn't have done. But listen, God wants to release you of the guilt, He made this woman come to the front. Amen. He made this woman stand up and said, who touched me? And she said, I did, Lord. I did. I did. I did. And he said, I release you of the guilt that you carry, the shame. You've been battling with the shame and guilt. And God says, he is healing you. So tonight, hallelujah, be whole in the name of Jesus. Be whole in the name of Jesus. So we touch this mind, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare wholeness like our pastor Claire tonight, hallelujah. We give no boundaries to the enemy, no ground to the enemy, hallelujah. We declare this woman of God healed and set free tonight in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.